Air. Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Clear. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 67 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 69 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 81 degrees.
WFSM, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Seven, eight, nine, ten. This is KF8EDQ.
Yeah, I'm doing something else, please. Don't worry. PCC, you see a PCC, or call, you hear me on this one, Pat? Okay, I don't see, are you generating 1,000 hertz on input? Don't worry about setting. See, we got to set the RX level first if you want to do that. Then we can do TX level, but you're getting audio out of the transmitter at least. Yeah, the timing was off. GPS is going in and out a lot, which is, I turned it off for our testing, which is fine, right? It should be fine. So let's see if you can put us out. Let's see if we can get the receiver to do the audio level on that.
And if you push down.
down to your data center data.
Well, it's just about 4.2
feet. All right, you should be able to see up on the handheld now. Well, of course, I have it in mix mode, so you mix with the main because you were actually making it into the main, but...
Yeah, I had to put the antenna back on. I don't know what the computer wasn't receiving to the quality of shielding cable.
Oh, gotcha. All right, well, that's working now. I'm going to tell it to key up and generate. Let me see. Can you tell me you still got the, see what you get for deviation when I turn this on?
Okay,
here's me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That sounds good.
Sweet. All right, I'm going to turn the GPS back on. I think we're good for this one. One, two, three. Yeah, it's out of bounds. I got to reset the times.
Can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
All right, you guys got everything covered? You good? Do you need me for anything this afternoon or no?
No, Paul did it on his lunch break. We got that one ready to go, so we'll work on the other one next, or see, tomorrow we'll work on UHF.
Okay, I know they're... Cole said we were having some issues this morning, so I didn't know if that got addressed or if he needed me to do something. Just checking.
Oh, no, that was something else. I thought you were talking about Paul and I just doing the alignment on 3-1.
No. If we're all set, I'm sure I got something else I can find keep me busy.
Well, you never know.
Well, they're in life's problem. Any video.
You can't tell who you got a free moment. Go find something for your free moment. That's pretty unsure. All right, WFSR.
Oh, well, I guess you're real quick, too. We should probably have a huddle here in the next week or whatever to go over the particulars for later on this month.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it last night. I was like, I need to make up the Google ad or do the Google sheet, and I got to call Bob Lee. Yeah.
All right, just a reminder.
No, I thought about it last night. Maybe I'll do it right now before my 1 o'clock. I got 5 minutes here. All right. So, yes, sir.
Yep. Any videos?
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees. Thank you.
KCACVX. Listen.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, showers, 84 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 75 degrees.
N8LOU. N8LOU, KD8JSR. Copy, Darwin, you're coming in. That sounds good. Ah, you sound good, too. Yeah, you know, where I live here, Bay City Repeater is a great repeater. Probably got the best coverage around. You know, where I live, I can't get into the 9-4, I can't get into Gladwin. I checked into the Gladwin net a couple weeks ago. I drove halfway to Gladwin just to check into it. I just goofing off. I went and parked in Bentley. Yeah, you got a good signal here. I'm right at the roadside zoo, so, yeah, the repeater, Bay City repeater is an excellent repeater. N-H-L-O-U. Yeah, it is. It's, no matter where I go, I can usually get into the Bay City repeater. I mean, unless I go way out crazy somewhere, but, yeah, it's got to be the best one around. KD8JSR. Yeah, just coming by the Deer Acres here, looking at all the little cement soldiers. Yeah, the pickle factory, the new Mr. Chips, whatever you call it, the big pickle factory down there, they bought Deer Acres. They told the woman that they bought it from, the owner, that they would keep it looking the same as much as they could. They're not going to tear that big block wall or anything down because everything they're going to do is going to be in the back 40 somewhere. I don't know how many acres are there, but they said they wasn't going to touch everything up front. In fact, they painted it. They painted that big wall, painted it white. Yeah, I see they got spruced up. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, I know a couple people that work there. I guess they pay decent. My one buddy, Max, he's a that maintenance there. He's a machine repairman or something. And a couple other guys I know that work there. I don't know what they do. Probably just laborers. I don't know. I'll have to ask them. KD8JSR.
N8LOU.
Got pretty muggy a couple hours ago. I went and cut a couple dead maples down that I've been going to cut down for a couple years, just for a little campfire wood, but the wood's in good shape yet. If I would have waited a couple more years, maybe it wouldn't have been, so I get pretty sweated up doing that. I didn't think it was that hot today, but I mean, probably the humidity. Then we got all that smoke coming out of Canada.
Yeah, it says 81 degrees right here coming up on the old Ford dealership.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with my son. He said it was only in the 80s today. I said, well, it felt like a 90 to me. But, you know, I was doing a little manual labor.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch I got to do here pretty quick. Not looking forward to it.
I got a ton of stuff to do before winter. I got two trees I got to cut down in the front yard. The one's dead anyway, blue spruce, and they're pretty good sized trees. And I got to be able to lower that tower. I just got a phone call yesterday. My knotty pine finally come in after 3.5 months, and I'm gonna pick it up Monday or Tuesday. I'll have that here. Getting closer. Baby steps.
Sounds like a plan. Well, I'm stopped here at Speedway, the old Bill LaPan store, so I'm going to stop, get a couple gallons of gas, and I'll be back.
Yeah, it's 20 to 6. We got a lot of time. Take your time. Anyway, how are you, KD8JSR?
N8LOU, breaking with KD8JSR. KD8JSR, KD8JSR, N8LOU.
N8LOU, KD8JSR. Got your petrol, huh?
Yep, just coming by Jack's Drive-In, headed for Sporty's.
I go up at that Jack's Drive-In about once a week. I just give them a little support. They need it, you know. That was okay.
Yeah, the roadkill mole on the shoulder there. Now, when I was a kid, you didn't see deer around here.
No, you're right. When I was a kid, same way. I ain't that far behind you. Always had to go north of 61, always. Or you might find a couple deer in the Bentley area, but always had to go north of 61.
Yeah, how times have changed.
Yeah, I got them here in my yard all the time, see them all the time. Like I told you before, you got to watch my road. They cross a lot. Sooner or later, you're bound to see a deer run across the road. They cross a lot. Especially the first couple hours in the morning, last couple hours before dark at night. KD8JSR.
Yeah, I always keep my eye open, Dar. I sure do.
Yeah, I guess the worst time of the year is when the rut starts, and then you really got to be careful. You're only about 10 minutes from here. Probably not even that long.
Yeah, I can almost see the blinker light from here. getting close. Yeah, just coming up on Wayfarer Road. Yeah, you're right, 3 miles out. Yeah, some of this stuff changes through the years and some of it stays the same. Yeah, you know, Pingani never grew much. It's about the same as it always was. We lost all the gas stations we used to have when I-75 went through. I think that was 1968 when that went through. You know, everybody had to go through Pingani and Standish to get up north back in the day. Yep, I worked in 1968 when they opened up Villapan Sunoco out there at the expressway. I worked at the grocery store the last couple of years of high school. I think Ganning, that's when they first built it, when they first opened it. It was an okay job. For a kid, you know, is that right? I kind of liked it. Yeah, I enjoyed working the gas station. I mean, I really did. They wanted me to take it over when I graduated from high school, and I made a wise choice not to do that. Well, there you go. Okay, well, I'm coming up just by Paulie's right now. No, I'm coming up to the corner. N-H-L-O-U. Okay, we'll catch you when you get here. You're only a couple minutes out, so N-H-L-O-U, K-D-A-J-S-R, 7-3 till I see ya. And it won't be long. I'll be clear, K-D-A-J-S-R. K-D-A-J-S-R, N-H-L-O-U. Yep, we'll see you in just a couple of minutes there, Dar. K-D-A-J-S-R, we'll see you later, N-H-L-O-U, clear. K-D-A-J-S-R, clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 75 degrees.
KGHDII Mobile, testing.
KF8BVW monitoring.
KF8BVW, this is KB8BDF. Just saying hello here real quick.
Hello there. Yeah, I didn't catch your call sign fully, but this is KF8BVW. Out in this way in Fenton. I don't get to hop on this repeater too often, so I just want to call out there and make a contact.
Yep, very good. I'm over in Grand Ledge, so hitting the Lansing repeater that's connected in there.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, so you're definitely ways away from here.
Yeah, I forget how this one's all linked. I know it's online. I just haven't looked at it for a while. So my call sign is Kilo Delta 8 Bravo Delta Foxtrot, KD8BDF, Brian and Grand Ledge.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 77 degrees.
KFAUR for Radio Cut.
Well, yep, definitely can hear you. Didn't catch the call sign either, but definitely hear you loud and clear.
Copy that, KF8BVW. This is KF8EOR. My name's Todd, and I'm out here on a mobile in Columbiaville.
Yeah, the name is Zach here, and yeah, mobile too, driving through Fenton. On my way back to Rochester Hills, so like I said, just trying to hop on some repeaters that I haven't really been able to talk on before. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. This is the W8LAP repeater. It belongs to the Lapeer County Ham Club, and my understanding is they just put the repeaters back up in Mayville because in the Lapeer location, the tower got snapped in half due to storms, so... Yeah, everybody's coming really good. I'm talking to people all over the state.
Yeah, you sound great coming in. I'm hoping eventually here to put up a antenna at the house here once I get buy everything for it. But hopefully I should be able to reach out pretty far, I would say, compared to my setup on my truck here.
Understand that. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I just recently got my tech license just a few weeks ago, so I'm in the license to learn mode, and I'm experimenting now.
Yeah, same here. I've had my license for just over a year now, and you know, I had an HT for many years, and I never got my license. I would just listen, and then I finally was like, I'm just doing it, getting it done with. Got the license, and then, of course, you know how that goes. I started buying a bunch of stuff for it. So I got the mobile set up, but I wanted to get something going at the house so I can try to reach out a little bit further.
Yeah, I'm of the same mindset. I'm doing the same thing. Probably going to put up an antenna. I'm out in kind of farm country out here in Columbiaville, which is in northwest Lapeer County. Well, I'm way north of you right now. In fact, you're probably about a good, I want to say about, if you're heading down to Rochester, you're going to be bridging over. You're probably a good 25 miles away at least.
Yeah, I think my home from here is about 30 miles or so, and I forget where I'm at right now, but I'm definitely past Fenton now, so might eventually be cutting off, but yeah, definitely pretty nice to be able to actually make contact, though. A lot of times I just listen and figure out, actually try to make the contact this time.
Understood. Well, hey, listen, it was good talking with you. Safe travels going back down to Rochester. This is KFAEOR, and I am clear.
Yes, likewise. KFABVW, clear.
Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 78 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly clear, 74 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 71 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees.